On Yom Kippurim, all of the avodas hakarbanos has to be done by the kohen gadol. The pasuk says that when the kohen gadol is makta the k'toros lifnai v'lifnim, on Yom Kippur, in addition to the daily k'toros that's offered in the heichal, kohen gadol has an added mitzvah to offer k'toros in the kodesh hakadoshim lifnai v'lifnim. The pasuk says ki be'anon e'ra'eh al hakaporis. The kaporis is the lid, the cover on top of the oren, where the luchas are, and the bayisheni the luchas, but not there, but still the kohen gadol had to be makta the k'toros in front of the location where the luchas used to be. And the pasuk promises ki be'anon e'ra'eh al hakaporis. There will be a gilu shchina in the anon. The Sfarno, in his commentary at the end of Chumash Shmos, and then he repeats it again in the end of Parsha Semor, writes a very interesting chiddush. And whenever there is an Onan in the Beis HaMikdosh, not only on Yom Kippur, whenever there is an Onan, we assume that there will be a more intense Gilu Shechina, and therefore we require the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. So the Sfarno suggests that in the end of Chumash Shmos, it says that there was an Onan on the whole Heichal, all the 40 years in the Midbar. The last pasuk in Pikudei, Ki Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan Yamim Veishteil Al HaBalein Kosel B'chal Maseim. All the 40 years there was an Onan. It's not the same Onan over here. Here it's an Onan from a smoke cloud, from the burning of the Torahs and the Kodesh Kodeshim. There was an Onan, the Amud HaOnan. So the pasuk says, Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan all day long, so the Sfarno is mechadish that all the avodas that were done in the Heichal, all the 40 years, had to be done dafke by Aaron HaKohen, by the Kohen Gadol. The pasuk sounds like it says like that at the end of Parsha Semor, it sounds like you need dafke the Kohen Gadol to be madlik the menorah. What do you need dafke the Kohen Gadol to be madlik the menorah in the Midbar, and you need dafke the Kohen Gadol to be makta the Torah all the 40 years? So he says, because of this reason, had the same status as Yom Kippurim, but Doira is because there was an Onan the whole 40 years, Onan Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan. It's an interesting chiddush. Then he discusses, the Sfarno concludes, what's going to be Losei Lovay, there's going to be a greater Gilu Shechina by the Bais HaShlishi than there ever was on the Mishkan in the Midbar. So he thinks, based on the Pesukim in Yecheskel, that you'll need Dafke Kohen Gadol to do all the Avodas in the Heichal by the Bais HaShlishi as well. This is a very big Chiddush. The Pasuk says that the special Korbanos had to be brought on Yom Kippur, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, v'taher eschem mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titor. How do you translate the Pasuk, Ki b'yom hazeh? Pasha Pshat is on this day, Bayom Hazeh, on this day. If you bring the Karbonis, you will get a Mechila Sa'ovan. That's the simple Pshat. And others interpret Ki Bayom Hazeh, Al Yidei Hayom Hazeh. With the power of the Kedusha Sayoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel to Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean exactly? What is Bayom Hazeh? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rishonim have an expression, a Beis HaKeli. Ki ba machta hazos ani avashel lecho es ha'oichel. Ki bazed means I will use this frying pan to cook your breakfast. Ki bayoyim hazeh al yidei hayoyim hazeh. You can translate on this day, bayoyim hazeh, you can translate with the power vested in the day. That's called the beis hakeli. Al yidei hayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. If you translate like that it's a beis hakeli, then what you're saying is that the nature of the kedushas hayoyim is such that it gives mechila sa'avon. What does that mean? The nature of the kedushas hayoyim is such. So Rav Soloveitchik said over from the Bnei Yisoschar that many have many Hasidish, even non-Hasidish, and many Mistagim also have a practice. And instead of saying Yom HaKippurim, they say the Yom HaKadosh. What are they afraid to pronounce Yom HaKippurim? Well, it's an aver to pronounce Yom HaKippurim. So the Bnei Yisoschar says apparently they treat the essence of the Kedushas Hayoyim as if it were the Shem Hashem. So just like you're not allowed to pronounce the Shem Hashem, so you're not allowed to pronounce the name Yom HaKippurim. What does that mean? means that on Yom Kippurim, the essence, the uniqueness of the Kedushas HaYom is that there's a special Ashuas HaShchina, and that's what cleanses people from their sins. If you have a garment that has a stain in it, so how do you clean it? So you soak it in water and you rub it, and you rub till you rub out the stain. So if a person's soul is tainted with sin, so the way to rub it is you rub up against the Shechina. If you rub up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Ashuas HaShchina, this is a way to get the stain out of one's soul. So we assume that on Yom Kippurim, the uniqueness of the Kedushas HaYom is that there's a special Hashuas HaShchina. So that's exactly why at the end of Yom Kippurim we say Hashem Hu Havakim seven times. The special Hashuas HaShchina that was with us is returning back to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. The Gemara in the second Perek in Chagiga demonstrates based on Psukim and Nevi'im Uksuvim that there are seven heavens. So we recite Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. We only believe in one God. Even the Catholics don't believe in seven gods. So why do you say Hashem Elokim seven times? The answer is no. It's the same one and only God, monotheism. That's a problem. Tosis raises the issue. You're not allowed to say Shema Shema. How do you say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times? Even the Catholics don't believe in seven gods. So the answer is no. We're bidding the Shechina farewell as it's going, as it's leaving us. It's going to the first heaven, second heaven, till it goes to the seventh heaven. When Yom Kippurim enters, also, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, there's a mysterious practice that we have, that on every Yom Kippurim, we perform Hatoras Nedarim, Kol Nidrei. That's the way it was always assumed, from the period of the Gaon of the Kol Nidrei, you have to have two people standing next to the Chazan to constitute a Bezdin, and the Bezdin does a Hatoras Nedarim. In the days of the Rabbeinu Tam with his father Rabbeinu Meir, who was the son-in-law of Rashi, they changed the Nusach of the Kol Nidre. They said it's not a Hataras Nedarim L'Sheovar, Yom Kippurim Sheovar, Yom Kippurim Hazeh. It's rather Mesiris Maidor, based on the Gemara in Nedarim, in the second parak in Nedarim, in making a declaration that any Nedarim and Shavuos that I will take in the course of the coming year, Yom Kippurim Hazeh, Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Leinu L'Tayvah, till next Yom Kippurim, should be B'teilin, M'vatolin, L'Shirin, V'Lakayamin, V'Moysim Maidu, Allah Haba. That's the way the Nusach was changed. The Chayyadim recommend you should say both. You should say L'Sheovar, the old Nusach that was in the days of the Gaonim, and you should put together the new Nusach of the Rabbeinu Tam, Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Haba. But according to the old tradition, it was always assumed that Kol Nidre was an act of Hataras Nedarim. So why should we usher in Yom Kippurim with a Hataras Nedarim? What's the connection between the two? So different suggestions were given. Some based on the Zohar. There's a passage from the Zohar that's printed in a lot of Hasidish Machzorim, right before Kol Nidre. So based on the Zohar, and the Silas Hasharim quotes this, that just like by Nidorim, the Halacha declares that Hatoras Nidorim is Oikar Nedel Mafreya. When the Baal or the father is Mefa Nidre Ishto Nidre Bito, so the Gemara says Hafar is only Megiz Gai is Mikana Lahabo. He only breaks the Neder Mikana Lahabo. If his daughter or his wife had already violated the Neder before he's Mefa the Neder, so they're going to get Malkus having violated the Neder. But if a person took a Neder, violated the Neder, deserves Malkus, and then he goes to Bezdin, and the Bezdin will give him a legitimate Hataras Nedarim. So then the Gemara says that the Bezdin Zarkas and Neder Meikor, we declare the Neder as a Neder Tois, and it's Nekar Mele Mafreya. So the Zohar says that the same is true regarding Averis, that there are two types of Tshuva. Sometimes the Tshuva is only Mikana Lahabo, and sometimes the Tshuva is Oikad Avera Mele Mafreya. And it's considered as if the person never did the Avera. The Gemara even has two levels within that. The Averis that he did, B'mezid, Zdonis, Tasan, Lo, Kishkogas, is considered as if he did the Averis B'shoigeg. And if he does Tshuva only Meira, if he does Tshuva Me'avo, then it's even better than that. It's Zdonis, Tasan, Lo, Kishkogas. The Tshuva, if it's done properly, can be Oika, the whole Averis, Mila, Mafreya. Where do you find such a precedent that such a thing exists? You can undo the past. So the precedent is from Hataras Nedarim. So that's what some usually say. Others give a different explanation why that Yom Kippurim is the day on which we celebrate the receiving of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Tzedukim and the Karoim never accepted the institution of Hataras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim, that the husband and the father can be made for Nedarim, that's in Chumash. Hataras Nedarim, they never accepted. It says in Yeridea, that's why our practice is that we say three times, mutalach, 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 for emphasis. Whatever the karaim or the tzdukim don't accept, so those who do observe the Torah Shabbat Peh emphasize that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's based on the Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos, that when they used to do the Ktzira Sa'imer on Shabbos, even when they did it in the weekday, the tzedukim were of the opinion that Ktzira Sa'imer is always Mimachos al Shabbos. Amatzoi Shabbos and the Mincha Sa'imer is always brought on Sunday, and Shavuos is always on a Sunday. And our tradition is that it's not so. Mimachos al Shabbos means Matzoi Yontif Shal Pesach, means the first night Chol HaMoed Pesach. So whenever they did Ktzira Sa'imer, not on Matzoi Shabbos, so they would make a big hullabaloo. They would have all of the people from the surrounding cities, they would advertise in public where it's going to take place. You can do Ktzira Sa'imer wherever you want. It should be near Yerushalayim, but there are different locations. So they would announce in advance where they're going to do the Ktzira Sa'imer. They would try to get big crowds there, and they would emphasize, ask everything three times. Should I cut the Yomer tonight? Yes. Should I cut it tonight? Yes. Should I use this sickle? Yes. Should I put it in this bag? Yes. And if it will be Shabbos, if the first day Pesach would be on Friday and the first day Chol HaMoed would be on Shabbos, then they would ask three times, should I cut the Yomer even though it's Shabbos, even though it's Chilul Shabbos, you sure I should cut the Yomer? So you see from that Mishnah that whenever we want to emphasize something which the Tzdukim don't observe or the Karoim don't observe, so we say it three times. So that's what it says in Yerideya, in the Mechaber, he writes like that. That the practice is that you say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach three times. So that's what some suggest, that the reason why we introduce Yom Kippurim, the reason why we usher in Yom Kippurim with Hataras and Dorim, is because Hataras and Dorim is a chunk of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in the first parak in Chagig, Ahet in the Dorim, Parchem v'avir ve'elahem ha'meshe yismochu. Hataras and Dorim is not based on Pesukim and Chumash. Usually the Torah Shabbat Peh, darshans, you read in between the lines and you figure out all the details of the halach. And here this is Parchim Boavir, this is just transmitted from generation to generation, transmitted orally. It's like Halacha L'Moshe Mesina. There's no Mokum in the Chumash to derive it from. The Gemara there quotes Tanoim who disagree with the Mishnah. The other Tanoim, the Gemara has about five or six or seven Tanoim, each one learns that from a different post. They disagree with the Mishnah, but the Mishnah, they hold that it's Torah Shebal Peh, that's learned that by reading in between the lines. But according to the Mishnah, it's even more Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, Agabi Torah Shabbat Peh, Parchim Vavir, just transmitted orally. It's like Halacha L'Moshe Mesina that there's no drasha from the pasuk. So, in fact, in Alexandria they have records in history books in Alexandria. For a period of time, there was a practice to have a parade on Yom Kippurim. The observant Jews had a parade in support of the Torah Shabbat Peh because they were dealing with a lot of karoyim. So the annual parade wasn't on Lag BaOmer, it was on Yom Kippur. And Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole drasha. He said he used to like to say over the drasha from the Beis HaLevi, printed in the end of the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Beis. He has a whole bunch of drashas there, long drashas. So the last long drasha is about this, that we have 2 days in the year that we celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah, and Shavuos we celebrate Kabbalas Torah Shebichzav, because the original plan was that everything was going to be Torah Shebichzav, there won't be any need for Torah Shebal Peh. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnias on Yom Kippurim, and that was after the Chet HaEgel, so the plan had to be changed. There are going to be 2 parts to the Torah. So Yom Kippurim is the day on which we celebrate Yom Shenitnu BaTorah, the day on which the Torah Shabbat Peh was given. So that's also a suggestion why we usher in Yom Kippurim with Kol Nidre, with Hataras Nedarim, because Hataras Nedarim is a symbol of Torah Shabbat Peh. So we want to celebrate on Yom Kippur the receiving of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rav Soloveitchik said, in addition to all the other explanations, he thought maybe there's another reason why. That the essence of Ketushas Yom Kippurim, the uniqueness of the day, according to the Bnei Yisrael, is that there's an added Hashruas HaShchina. And that's why at the end of Yom Kippurim, we bid the Shechina farewell, and we say 7 times, Hashem Hu Avakim, to baglate the Shechina, to bid farewell as the Shechina is going from one heaven to the other. So to usher in Yom Kippurim, we convene a bezin, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Elokim nitzah ba'daskel." Whenever you convene a bezin, if it's a crooked bezin that's going to issue a false psak, not based on just and fair halacha, so the Shechina is probably not going to come. But if it's a fair bezin, then "Elokim nitzah ba'daskel." Kodesh Baruch Hu promises that He will always be there. We need a siyata d'shmai. We need divine assistance to be mechaven lamitu shel Torah. So Soloveitchik suggested maybe not only when a bezna has to paskin a halacha, they need a divine assistance. Maybe any bezna, even a bezna for hataras nedarim. It's not that complicated. Hataras nedarim. The Gemara says usually a bezna has to be yeshiva because they have to think and they need yeshiva das. And the bezna for hataras nedarim, the Gemara says depends. It's a machlekes satanaim. With the poskim b'charata, or ain't poskim b'charata. If ain't poskim b'charata, if you really shouldn't be mataneda based on charata, you should have a Pesach. So Pesach, you need Yishuvah Das to think whether the Pesach is really valid or not. If I would have realized this and that, I would never have taken a neder. So you need Yishuvah Das, then the Bezna has to be Yeshiva. But the Gemara says if you hold Poschim Charata, you can be Mata Neder just based on Charata. The person says, I have Charata that I ever took the neder. So you don't have to think so much about that. If he says, I have Charata now that I took the neder, at the time I took it, it was good. Well, now I have charata, so that's not acceptable. Yes, I have charata to make kara. I have charata that I ever took the neder. I have charata that he was in such an exhilarated mood. He was so excited, he was so angry, he was so depressed, he was so sad. Whatever, he was in a mood, he didn't have his state of equilibrium, and that's what led him to take the neder. So the rabbi writes, I have charata that I wasn't in a state of equilibrium. That's called charata to make kara. The Ran and the Dharm talks a lot about charata to make kara. So even so, you need a bezin for that. Charata is much easier than Pesach, so the Gemara says the bezin doesn't have to sit. They can knock off the whole hataras nedarim in a position of amida. You don't need such yeshiva das, but you still need a bezin. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe that's the idea of ushering in Yom Kippurim with hataras nedarim. We convene a bezin and we force the Shekhinah to come early. The Shekhinah would normally come by Laila, when Yom Kippur comes, but we want to bring the Shekhinah down earlier, so we need a bezin to pressure the Shekhinah to come down. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Elokim Nitzal Be'Adas Kel. So rather than organize a holding Torah, have people cursing at each other and screaming, and cursing at the Dayanim, so we have a mild bezin, a bezin for Hataras Nedar. So that pressures the Shekhinah to come down.
Doesn't the Gemara say, Afilu Echad Shiyoshev Aset HaTorah? Shekhinah? So you should sit down and everyone should...
Maybe different degrees of Ashuras HaShchinah, more intense and less intense. Ki b'yanan, Eira al-Kaparis means that there's a more intense, there's a Gil HaShchinah, Eira al-Kaparis. And then even though there's no Haktoris b'zman hazeh, we don't have that, but we have a more intense Ashuras HaShchinah than we have by learning Torah. Ki b'yam hazeh yechaper alecham. That's if you interpret b'yam with the Beis HaKeli al-Yedei ha'yam hazeh. And that's what the Bnei Yisoscha suggests. Maybe that's the reason why many tzaddikim, chassidim, anshei ma'is, even by the Litvaks, not only by the chassidim, a lot of them they'll avoid saying Yom Kippur or Yom HaKippurim. They'll say the Yom HaKadosh. So that's what the Bnei Yisoscha suggests. Bnei Yisoscha was a chassidish rebbe, Rapirish Melech Dinever. So that's what he suggests, that maybe it's because we assume that the essence of the Kedushas Hayom, the uniqueness of Yom Kippur, is that you have a special Hashuas HaShchinah that cleanses off. That's how we get the Mechilas Oven, like you wash soiled clothing, so the Shechinah rubs up against our souls, and that's what cleans out the stains. The Psukim et Tanakh compare Averis to stains in clothing, and Tshuva and Kapara is compared to washing out the clothing. The Pasuk mentions that on Yom Kippurim, v'nisim es nafshesech, m'chuk ha'solim, Shabbos ha'bosan, special day. Shabbos and Yom Kippurim are both referred to as Shabbos ha'bosan. Yontav is called Shabbos. In Machos ha'Shabbos, Yontav, you have a heter echol nefesh. But both on Shabbos and on Yom Kippurim, there is no heter echol nefesh, so that's called Shabbos ha'bosan. V'nisim es nafshesech, we have to observe the chamisha inuyim. The Rishonim have a machlokes regarding the inuyim. Are they all deraisa, or is only achilas shtiyah deraisa? The Gemara in the Dorim, not in Yuma, the Gemara in the Dorim learns that from Psukim that koreis kol nefesh shelos sunim v'nichus hanefesh imi ameho. If a person violates achilas shtiyah, there's an einish koreis. If he violates the other four inuyim, there is no koreis. So this leads the Rabbi Natam to declare that only achilas shtiyah is deraisa. The others are only the Rabbanim, because he argues, how can you have Chamisha Inuyim, all learned that from the same pasuk, Nisim Esnam Shesechem, and some of them you have Kor, some of them you don't. So the answer is, that whatever is really bona fide deraisa, achilishtiya, that has kares, and the others are only derabbanan. So that's why there's no kares. The Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam sounds very clearly that he thinks that all the chamishi inuyim are deraisa, and the kasha with kares doesn't bother him. We have psukim in today's sedra also about not eating dam, in Parshas Kedoshim, about not eating dam. There's one prohibition against eating all kinds of dam, and we know that only dam shanashama yotzeba, dam alev has kares, and dam hoevarim, when I buy meat from the store, if I don't salt the meat, and I just squeeze out the blood from the capillaries and I'll drink it, the way we do, we cook the meat, so we paskin, the Rambam paskins, dam shebishla is only the Rabbanan. We learned it when we were learning Malicha. Machaber is a little unclear. The machlek is by the Sfaradish Achrayim. They always follow the machaber. What is the machaber's opinion? Whether dam shebishla is the raisa the rabbanan? Because dam shebishla is not roi lizrak al gabi hamizbech. The Torah says the reason why you're not allowed to eat dam because the dam is reserved. And not only dam from karbonis, even dam from behemas chulin. All dam is also because the dam is reserved for chelkel shamizbech. So the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the din? Maybe dam shebishla is only the rabbanan because not roi lizrak al gabi hamizbech. So the Rama paskins dam shebishla is the rabbanan. Mechaber, it's questionable whether he holds his deraisa of the rabbanan. But dam evarim, dam ho evarim shelo bishlo. If you take the blood from the capillaries and squeeze it out, it's awesome in Atar, but there's no kares, and it's not like that in the same pasuk. You're not allowed to eat dam. So some of the dam has kares, some of the dam does not kares. So the Rama holds it's not a kasha. The rabbinah tam's hechrach. How can you have one pasuk that requires inui? And some violation of the inui will warrant kares, and other violations will not warrant kares. It's not a dead giveaway that the others are the rabbanon. You have by dam, it's all their raisa, and this has kares, and that doesn't have kares. It's not a hechrach. The Mishnah has various kulas regarding achila shtia. You only make it if the person has a suffix sakana, or worse, a badai sakana, suffix sakana, sveka of sakana. As far as Mechitza and the Lasasandal and the other Inuyim, we're Mekel even if it's much less. But Makam Choyla, we're Mekel on the Lasasandal and on Mechitza and on Sicha. So it does not indicate that it's only the Rabbanan. If it's the Raisa, the only Heta that you should have should be a Suffix Sakana. So the Rishonim say no, that even if one should assume that all the Chamish Inuyim are the Raisa, but it's not explicit, it's not mefurish in pasuk. So it's la mesara hakasuv ela lachachamim. So that's an interesting concept. What is that all about? La mesara hakasuv ela lachachamim. You have big chunks of the Torah Shebal Peh that are not treated with the same, which are deraisa, but they're not treated with the same severity and the same seriousness as dinim that are explicit in Torah Shebichsav. So even if one assumes that nivasa sandal is deraisa, so the Gemara says a woman who just had a baby is allowed to wear a sandal. There's no suffix sakana. It's just she's mitzvah without it. We allow rechitza. If mishiyesh lachatot and berosha, we allow sicha and so on. So we're more makel on the other inuim. So Rabbi Natam says that that mishnah, the first mishnah in the last perek in Yuma, indicates that the other inuim are the rabbanan, and the other rishonim say not necessarily a haychacha. Could be that they're deraisa, but since it's only Torah Shebal Peh, you have the right to negotiate. Right after the Avodas Yom Kippurim and the din of Nisim Esnav Shesech, we have the two parshios of Shochet Bachutz and Mala Bachutz. You're not allowed to do Shchut Echutz, it's in Nisa Kores. Shochet Bachutz is also because Al Pesach Almoed Lo Hevi'o. You're supposed to bring the Karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. What if there is no Beis HaMikdash to bring it to? So the Makam HaMikdash still has the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. So theoretically, we could go make a Mizbeach now. We can go bring Karbonis. What if you hold Loi Kitcha Lo Silovoi? The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanayim. Whether the Makam HaMikdash is Kitcha Lo Silovoi, Loi Kitcha Lo Silovoi, does it retain the Kedushas Makam when it's Bichor Bonoi? Machlekes is the Rambam and the Raivit. The Rambam holds that from the day that Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais Rishon, it was Kitcha Lo Silovoi, and the Kedusha is still there. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid emphasizes not so. He says it can't be. The Kedusha was batla at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, and the Kedusha was batla at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. So the question is, if you hold like those Tanoim, that Loi Kitcha Lo Silovoi, is there an Isar of Shchut Echutz? What do you mean? You're not allowed to be makabar korban chutz la beis hamikdash. You're supposed to bring it to the beis hamikdash. There is no beis hamikdash. There's no kedusha. There's no makom mekudesh, but kedusha is beis hamikdash. So the simple reading of the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud is that there's no iser shchut echutz. That is muta. That you can make a bama if you all like the rive that loy kitchel asalav. You can make a bama. Maybe you can't make a bama in Washington Heights. The mechilta, the Gemara never says, but the first mechilta on Chumishmo says that Kodim Shenivchara Eretz Yisrael, before Eretz Yisrael was singled out and chosen, there was a Heta Bamas all over the world. The Shenivchara Eretz Yisrael said the Heta Bamas is only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Mishnah in the end of Zvachim says when you have a Heta Bamas, the Kodshim Kalam and Acholam B'chol Ori Yisrael. It sounds also like that. You can't eat Kodshim Kalam B'chutzlo. It's only B'chol Ori Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but still, it sounds like there's a Heta Bamas wherever you're allowed to build a Bamas. Sounds like Bisman She'ein Beis HaMikdash She'ein Kedushas Beis HaMikdash if you all like it Shalas Yilav there's a Heta Bamas. That's Mechudish Dik. The Mishnah in the end of Zvachin gives you the whole history of Nov and Givon and Shilom Beis HaLamim, and then it says after the Beis HaLamim was built, that's why it's called Beis HaLamim. This is the ultimate Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. So it says Yerushalayim Ein Achra Heter. After Yerushalayim was Chareb, there's no more Heta Bamas. So you mean to say the Mishnah that says Yerushalayim Ein Achra Heter only follows the opinion that Kitchel Asilov, you all like the Ravid, that Lo Kitchel Asilov on the Mokam HaMikdosh, and Yerushalayim Yesh Achra Heter. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. So it's very surprising. It's not Mishnah, and it only follows that opinion. It's not Muskam L'Choladeh. So that's why there's a Taisus in Megillah Daf Yonim Rav quotes Rav Chaim Cohen, who thinks that there's an additional shita that wasn't mentioned on that daf. You think there's an opinion in Tanoim Hall that Loi Kitchel Asilovoi, the Makom HaMikdash lost its Kedusha, and nonetheless there's still an Issa Bamas, because HaKadosh, even though the Makom HaMikdash doesn't have Kedusha, but still there's Bechiras Makom. There are two concepts. There's a Makom HaShiivcha Hashem, this is the Makom HaNivchar, to the Bechira means when you get married to Bechiras Libo, so Bechira means to the exclusion of all others. Bechira means HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim to the exclusion of all others. Bechira Sisol chose Bnei Sisol to the exclusion of all the other Umas Olam. So you say that even though the Makom HaMikdash is Loi Kitchel Lasi Lola according to the Ravid, but still the Makom HaMikdash has Bechiras Makom, and that Bechira is Olamim. That's what Rav Chaim Cohen thinks, that there's another sheet in Tanoim that the Gemara didn't mention. That even if you're Loi Kitchel Asilov, still the Makom HaMikdash has Bechiras Makom. There's still something special to it. The Ravid also sounds like he says like that in Perek Vav in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. And the Ravid has his long arichas. Usually the Ravid is very bekitzer. There he has a whole paragraph by arichas explaining his position about Loi Kitchel Asilov. So the Ravid says he disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Makom HaMikdash today retains its Kedusha, and HaTomish Yinichnas L'Sham is Chayv Koris. If you enter the Azorah, if you enter Har Bais Betuma, there's an Issa, there's no Koris. But if you enter Azorah Betuma, there's an Issa Koris. And the Ravid thinks that there's no Koris. He says the burden of proof, like Hamotz and Machaber, all of Harai. So the Ravid writes the burden of proof is on the Rambam, to prove that there's Koris. He's not convinced that that it has Kedusha's Makom. He thinks Lo Kitchel Asilav, therefore there's no Koris. What does he keep on? He writes, there's no Koris. Why don't you say it's Muta to enter the Harabais? Muta to go into the Azorah. Say it's Muta. He doesn't say it's Muta. He says Anichnas L'Sham Ein Bo Koris. And whoever wants to argue that there is Koris, all of Harai, he has the burden of proof. So the Achreinim HaMedayik, Shagasai and others, the Medayik, that from the Loshon Harai, it sounds like he also agrees that a Tomei is not allowed to enter the Harabais, not allowed to enter the Makom HaMikdash, even though it's like Kitchel Asilav. It's like Kitcha. It's like any other part of Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem? So apparently, that's what they said. Apparently, even according to the Ravid, that there's no Kedushas Makom on the Harabais and on the Azorah, but Bechiras Makom there is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Po Eshet Ki Visiya, Zos Menuchos Yad Yad. This is the Makom HaNivchar. In Parshas Re'eh, it says twice, you should only bring all the Kambaras HaMakiv Shivcha Hashem Mikol Shivtech Melosu Mishmai Shom. So it says it twice. So the first time, Rashi explains, the first time it's talking about Shiloh, second time it's talking about the Beis HaLamim. The first time is Shiloh had a half bechira. It had a bechira to the exclusion of all other places. There was an isa bamas, but it wasn't permanent. It wasn't li'olam void, because after Shiloh was chorev, so then they had Nov, and then they had Givon. There was etta bamas for a few hundred years. But after Beis Alamim, the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim, that's Amakim Shiv Hashem, the double bechira. Bechira to the exclusion of all other places, there's an isa bamas, and bechira in the sense that it's permanent, that ain't achra heter. So it could well be that even according to the Ravid that Loi Kitcha Losi Lava, the Makam HaMikdash doesn't have Kedusha, but it still has Bechiras Makam, so it's still also for a Tomei to enter. It's a Bizoyan, not to the Kedusha's Makam. In order to be Chayv Koris, the Makam HaMikdash has to have Kedusha. But in order to have an Isa, Knisa Betumah, the Ravid sounds like he says that it's enough with Bechiras Makam. So that Isa would still be Bizman Azeh. So you have these two parshas right after Avodas Yom Kippurim ends at the end of three aliyas by Revi, if it wouldn't be Mechubarim. Achar Mos Kedoshim this year Mechubarim. But when you get to Revi, that's after the Sedra, that's the conclusion of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Then from Revi to Chamisha, you have the two prohibitions of Shechet Bachutz and Mala Bachutz. You're not allowed to do Shechutei Chutz, you're not allowed to be Makar Karbonis Bachutz. One is Revi and one is Chamishi, the next two aliyahs. So Makre Bachutz not only applies to burning carbon, burning chelev on a bama, you're going to build a bama somewhere, it's an Isa Makre Bachutz. The Mishnayis point out in the end of Zvachim, there's a perek that's called Hashechet Bahamala. One is Shechet Bachutz is Chayv Koris and Bishege Chayv Chatas, one is Mala Bachutz is Chayv Koris and Bishege Chayv Chatas. So the Mishnah says if one does Nisa Chayayin Bachutz, also included in Mala Bachutz. What if one does Nisa Chamayim Bachutz? There's a din of Nisa Chamayim in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. What if a person does Nisa Chamayim on Habam Achutz? Le Beis HaMikdash, that's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah, in Perk HaShechet V'Amala. And the Gemara has all discussion over there. What is the point of the machlokes? The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos on that Mishnah, the end of Zvachim has a very fascinating interpretation of the Gemara, a novel understanding of the Gemara. That's not when you read the Gemara without the Rambam, you wouldn't dream of this pshat. The Rambam understood in the Gemara that there is a machlokes HaTanaim. What is the source of the institution of Nisach HaMayim? One opinion in the Tanaim is that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And the other opinion is, no, it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it's based on a drasha from Psukim, Inusachehu, Viniskehem, it's based on Mem Yud Mem, it's based on Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Mem. So does it make a difference whether it's based on Parchas Ba'avir? It's purely Halacha L'Moshe Misinai transmitted orally from generation to generation, or if you assume that it's learned out from the drasha of the Psukim, why should it make a difference? So the Rambam learns in this Gemara, that's the difference. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then you don't have any chorus. If you'll do Nisach HaMayim Bachutz, there won't be an Einish chorus for that. So if you'll do it B'Shogeg, there won't be a Chatos. But if it's based on learning out from Psukim, Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Gemara says, that is the Machlekes HaTanoim. Afa Menasech Mei HaChag B'Chag, if you do Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot Bachutz, Ayechayev chata sanat, ayechayev kores sanat. So the Rambam understood the Gemara that it depends whether Nisach HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai or it's a drasha from a pasuk. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it can't have any oinish on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's a fascinating premise, a fascinating assumption. It can't have any oinish on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There's such a balamor, Masechah Shabbos also assumes like that. The balamor and the Ran. So the Gemara says that Marbed Alanamis Bishus Rabbis Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Balamor and the Ran are bothered with the Kasha. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So how do you give Misa on Shabbos? And how do you give, how is he Chayv Kores? If a person carries Alanamis Bishus Rabbis B'Shoigeg, he's Chayv Kores and he has to bring a Chatos. They assume that you can't have an Oinesh on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You can't have Malkus. We said the other day, we were talking. We said Rashi writes in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalid that if a kohen is a orel and he's makro karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, even though the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, kol b'necher, ero lev, ero basa, lo yovel migdashi, lo sharseini. So Rashi says there wouldn't be any malchus because it's only halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And the Rambam says that if a person eats orla b'chutz l'aretz, it's only halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Also, there's no malchus. Also, there's no malchus. So here, that's for malchus. We understand that better because in order to give malchus, it has to be dumi d'lav d'chasima. Dumi d'lav d'chasima has to be written in Chumash. It's only halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It doesn't even appear in Chumash at all. The Gemara says it has to be written either in a lashon of loy. Loi sachsam shor b'dishai loi, or hisham epen aral. It is not written at all, so it's not dumi d'alav d'chasima by virtue of the fact that it's not written at all. But that klal dumi d'alav d'chasima, that's only for malchus, for koris, and for misa. There you don't need dumi d'alav d'chasima. So the Balamor and the Ran quotes this Balamor. They assume you can't have koris and you can't have misa if it's only halachal moshi misina. So they bothered with the question: how come you certainly do give Misa, if a person carries Dalan Amis B'shus HaRabim, or if he carries B'shoigeg, he's Chayv Chatos, because we assume that if he would have done it in Mezid, there would have been Koris. How can you have Koris and how can you have Misa and Halacha Moshe Misinai? So this leads the Balamor and the Ran, this premise, their assumption, you can't have Koris and Halacha Moshe Misinai. So this leads them to interpret that when the Gemara says, Marva Dalan Amis Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's a different kind of Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Halacha Moshe Mitzinai declares that Marva Dalan Amos falls under the category of Motzei Mishus L'shus, because Dalan Amos is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz or Mekom Mishal HaAdam. So if there's a Chefetz in the Mishus HaRabim and I pick it up and I put it down 5 Amos away, it's called Motzei Mishus L'shus. Two kinds of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That's what we said in the Rambam. The Rambam disagreed with the Rashi. The Rambam agrees with Rashi, the one who eats Orla B'chutz L'aretz is Zeina Loike, because it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And nonetheless, the Rambam disagrees with the statement that Rashi said that a kohen oral sha'avad, Rashi says kohen oral sha'avad is ain't a loike. The Rambam says he is loike. So the Rambam explains why the halacha l'moshe misinai that a kohen oral is not allowed to do avoda declares that the kohen oral has an incomplete kedushas kohuna because he has an incomplete kedushas sisera, and therefore he's dina kizar. So he falls the halacha l'moshe misinai is not a new halacha. It tells you that Kohen Oral falls under the category of Zar. So if it's Halacha HaMefareshes, then the Rambam says there would be Malchus. So that's what the Balamor and the Ran write in Masechah Shabbos. That Halacha Moshe Mitzinai of Mavad Al Ramas B'Shus Rabbim is not a separate Iser. In addition to the Lama Tes Havas Malacha, there's another Iser of Mavad Al Ramas. No. The Halacha Moshe Mitzinai declares that Mavad Al Ramas is considered Motzei Mishus L'shus, because Dal Ramas is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz. If you carry it out and you make a hanocha there, you took it mimakum lamakum. You motzi it mishuzu and machnas it into a different rishus. So the Balamor and the Ran write that in such a halacha l'moshe mitzinai there would be an oinish. Anyway, this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is the end of Zvachim. It's a very fascinating interpretation of the Gemara there, where the Gemara is explaining what's the machlekes satanoim, whether there's a koris of Mala Bachutz on Nisach HaMayim Af HaMenasach MeHachag BeChag, would it be Koris or not? In Parshas Achrei Moshe, the Torah has an important rule of Chai Bohem. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma that because the Mishnah says that every Yom Kippur there are people who have to eat. Some mistakenly thought that the Heter Pikuach Nefesh was developed in the middle of the Melchemes HaChashmonaim, because they have in the Sefer HaChashmonaim, it says that they wouldn't wage war on Shabbos and they were killed. And then Yehuda Matisyo, the father, the old man Matisyo, said, what are you talking about? You have to go to war on Shabbos. So he was the first one who came up with the Chiddush of Pikuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. So the Pashta says that it doesn't make any sense. I mean, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of the HaChashmonaim, they let people drop dead on Yom Kippur? Never heard of such a thing. It can't be. If a woman was in labor, they wouldn't lift a finger, they'd let her on Shabbos, they'd let her drop dead. They wouldn't deliver the baby, they wouldn't do any malachas. We have no record at all, it's ridiculous. So the Pashta certainly is, they knew for centuries from day number one, they knew Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha. In the Midbar, the Gemara has a tradition, Kishamarim Mesach Abrischa Yinsaru, that all the other Shvatim didn't perform Bris Mila in the Midbar, only Shevet Levi did. Why did the others not perform Bris Mila? The Gemara says there was a suffix sakana. So they didn't want to perform bris milah. Hakam sahakam shebet levi did perform bris milah. They had more bitachon in Hashem. They weren't nervous. When you have a far-fetched safek sakonim, it's 1%, it's a tenth of a percent of a safek sakonim. So the halacha says it depends if you're nervous or not. So Shevet Levi had more bitachon, they were not nervous. The other shvatim had less bitachon, so they were nervous. So they both did right. They both did correct. So there was always a din of pikuach nevish. Not pikuach nevish deicha kiyum a mitzvah. Pikuach nevish is deicha averis also. They were always machal Shabbos for a person who was yoledes. They always ate on Yom Kippur if there's a suffix sakana. Melchama is a different story. Melchama, about going to war. Muhammad, we ignore a lot of times pikuach nevesh. When you go to war, you're putting your life in danger. You have to go to war. So it's a question. There was something, was nischadish in Hilchas pikuach nevesh in the middle of the tkufa sachashmanoim. The question is what? Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria has a long essay about this. What exactly was nischadish? But the pashtus is that the het of pikuach nevesh was there from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the days of Mamin HaSinai. So the Gemara has different sources to indicate that there is such a din, and the accepted mocker is the one the Amorim came up with. V'chai bohem alo she'amus bohem. That's the end of Chamishi in Parshas Achrei Mois. Hashi'asa osa adam v'chai bohem alo she'amus bohem. That pikuach nefesh is there. The Gemara has other sources. The Gemara says this source tops all the others. This is the more correct mocker for the din of pikuach nefesh being deichem kol ha'Torah kula. Except for Yehorek Bal Yam, except for the Gimel Averis Achamuris. Then the Torah has a list of forbidden marriages. Ishi shol kol sher b'sor l'sikavu l'gal l'serva. You're not allowed to marry certain relatives. They refer to a sher b'soroi as opposed to mishpachta, because mishpacha only applies to the relatives from the father's side. Mishpacha sabkri, mishpacha, mishpacha same, enikri, mishpacha. And that's how the Gemara knows that, based on the pasuk in the opening pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, one of the first pasukim in Chumash Bamidbar, when they were commanded to take a census and they should ascertain what's the population of every shevet. So they want to know lemishpachosim leveis avosim. It's pasuk base in Bamidbar, chapter Aleph, pasuk base lemishpachosim leveis avosim. So the Gemara says we see from the pasuk mishpacha savkri mishpacha mishpacha seimenekri mishpacha. So the Gemara says this is relevant for Yerusha. Because by Yerusha it says that the members of the Mishpacha Yarshin the assets, Yarshin the estate. The Rambam is of the opinion that Psule Eidus also, Kroivim Apostle Eidus, Menater is only if they're related to the father's side. Related to the mother's side is only Apostle Eidus Medirabonim. Other Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. But when they get to Gili Arayis, the expression used by the Torah Sher Besaroi. Because Sher Basar applies equally to relatives from the father's side, as well as relatives from the mother's side. In the middle of all of the Arai, towards the end of all the Arai, the Torah mentions Mizarucha l'sitan l'habala moilach. Moilach is not Gili Arayis. Moilach may or may not be Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has a discussion whether Melech is Avodah Zarah, Melech is not Avodah Zarah in Sanhedrin, but it's not Gili Arayis. So just because it's in the same parsha, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Gili Arayis. That's why there's a question regarding Nida, Elisha Benidas Tamasa, La Sikruv, Legalis Ervasa. It's an Isabia, and the expression used is Legalis Ervasa. So should we assume that a Nida is also Gili Arayis? Or should we assume no? Nida is not Gili Arayis. It's a Nisa Diyah, Nisa Chomer that has Karis. But it's not Gili Arayis. The question is whether you would say Yehorek Bal Yavar. So that's a fundamental machlokes of Rishonim. The Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yoshar insists, and we have it in the Tosis on the first daf in Yevamos. Tosis Rishonim quotes it on Beis Amud Aleph, and Tosis also alludes to it. They quote part of that Sefer Yoshar Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam's opinion is that Nida is not Gili Arayis. Nida is not Gili Arayis, because the Gemara says that usually by Gili Arayis we have number one Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. If you Mekadish Achosa Imo Bita Ishesish an Erva, the Kiddushin are not Tofsin. Number two, if a person has a child from an Erva, so the child is a Mamzer. So the Gemara says that by Boal Anida the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And number two, the Kiddushin are Tofsin, even if the Kala didn't go to Mikveh, the chassan gives a ring, says Hariat Mekudeshesli. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that kiddusha natos. So it's clear that nida is an exception to the rule, but it's a fundamental machlokes Rishonim, an exception to which rule? So the Rambam is of the opinion. Rambam writes quite a few times, Hanida bechlal ha'arayis. It is arayis. It is an erva. It is gili arayis. It's an exception to the rule that the rule usually is that by all cases of gili arayis, we say en kiddushin tofsin, and we say number two havlad mamzer. Here, despite the fact that nida is an erva, and you would say yehorig val yavor, but nonetheless kiddushin atofsin, the vlad is not a mamzer. The Rabbeinu Tam holds no. It's an exception to the other rule that despite the fact that it has, it's an isad bia that has kares, it's not gili arayis. So therefore, you wouldn't say yehorig val yavor. So that's a fundamental shayla halacha lemaisa, where they say by nida yehorig val yavor. In the Yerideya, the Mechaber quotes a tshuva Ramban. Ramban assumes that by nida is erva, and you would say yehorig val yavor. But he talks about abizrayu. If the husband is a doctor and he has to treat his own wife, and the wife is a nida, so is he allowed to touch her or not? Should you say yehorig val yavor? Should you say that's not, he's not violating the Issa Koris of Gili Arayis, that's Abizraya of Gili Arayis. He's violating Kiruv Gosa. So that's what the Ramban discusses. The assumption of the Ramban and the Mechaber is that Nid is Gili Arayis. And others point out that the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher doesn't agree. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Nid is not an Erevim. The end of that pasuk that we mentioned says, Alisha Bidinis Tamasa Lysikrav Legalos Erevoso. How do you translate Lysikrav? So the pasuk pshat and the pasuk means not to do a maisa bia, not to do gilui arayis. The Torah's Kohanim comments like sikrav that you're not allowed to dance with a nida, you're not allowed to kiss a nida, you're not allowed to hug a nida. Kirav basar is also because it may lead to gilui arayis. So that's the machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's a drasha gemura derayis, that's only an asmachta. We have many drashas in the Torah's Kohanim. Tosis points out the many drushes in the Torah's Kohanim and the Sifrei that are only the Rabbanon, only Asmachta. So what's but this one? So the Rambam understood that this is their Isa. This is a drusha gemura. And the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees.
Why is there no Issa Yichud?
Usually there's an Issa Yichud by the Arayis, but the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that a son with a mother and a father with a daughter and a grandchild, there's no Issa Yichud whenever there's a farfetch, whenever it's a farfetch chashash, that they're going to violate the Issa. Let's say a brother and a sister, so the Gemara says there's no Issa Yichud, they're not allowed to live together permanently, but there's no Issa Yichud if they're there for a short period of time. So you see that you see from Psukim that the Issa Yichud depends, are you really concerned that it's going to be bala? So then the Gemara says, by Yishtai Nido, we're not concerned because Yesh Lo Pas Besal, he knows she's going to go to the mikveh, she's not going to be a Nido forever. Let's say the couple don't have shalom bayis, and they're not together, and the woman hasn't gone to mikveh for the last year, and she's an nida, she's a young woman. So then there is an issa yichud. We say there's no issa yichud because he has pas pesala. You know, she's going to go to mikveh another couple of days. She'll go to mikveh. She'll be moteris. But if she's permanently not going to the mikveh, so then, or let's say a woman has some medical problem and she can't go to the mikveh and it's taking forever, it's taking a long, long, long time, then you got a problem of yichud, then you will have an issue of yichud because there's no longer any pas besalo.
Doesn't
the Yavuz Rav
Nassim imply explicitly that it's deraisa, that the
isur
kiruv is
deraisa? Is deraisa. The simple reading of the Yavuz Rav Nassim sounds like the kiruv basar is deraisa, like the Rambam's opinion, right? Because on the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Anshek Nesag Delahim Amr Shlosh Dvarim. One of the three is Asay Siog Latera, that's based on the last Pasuk in Achrei Moshe, Shmatem is Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres Le Mishmarti. That's how the Gemara Yavam says on Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara learns after this Pasuk, Shmatem is Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres Le Mishmarti. So the Avos Rav Nassim always has elaborations on the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, like the Tosefta always have elaborations on the Mishnayos. So obviously Rav Nassim writes on that, Asu siog latar, ezi siog shasa tar v'divareha. What is the siog deraisa that we should pattern our siog v'derabanon after the siog deraisa? So obviously Rav Nassim gives this example, that the iker isa by the nida is tashmish, And the Torah prohibits l'sikavu l'galaser, you're not l'gape for l'nashek, and to sleep ikira bus, and so on, is also awesome in a Torah, is yisyog shasa Torah l'divareha. So you see, number one, that there's such a thing as a siyog there, right? So you see, number two, like the Rambam, Avisham Nasan is like the Rambam, that the l'sikavu for the kira bus here is an isid there, I say, yes. The Gemara has a tradition, whenever it says Hishama Pen Vial, it's a Loi Sese. If it says Loi Sachsim Shabadisha, that's for sure a Loi Sese, that you loike on it. And all the other Lavim are loike if they do me the Lav the Chasime, because the Pasuk, V'hoyam Bina Kosei Rosha, appears in Chumash right next to the Pasuk, Loi Sachsim Shabadisha. And the Gemara says, not only if it says Loi, if it says Hishamer, Hishamer is also Lav. So that's the question here. It says, Ushmartem is Mishmarti. And the Gemara understands, Asum Mishmeris Limishmarti. The Torah is encouraging the Rabbanim in every generation, encouraging the Balabatim also, that they should make a Siyog La Torah. So the Prima Gadim raises the possibility that maybe Ushmartem is Mishmarti means you only have authority, you only have a right to make a Siyog if you're concerned that someone's going to violate an Avera, Eloi says it. What if you're concerned someone's going to be Mevatel a Mitzvah? Do you have the right to make a Siyog? So he says, maybe not. Then he discovers that it's an often a Taisus in Menachas on Daf Samaches, I think. The Taisus interprets that that's what it said in the Gemara. The Gemara has a Machlekes Amaroim, Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokish, the morning of the first day Chalamoid Pesach. It says, you're not permitted to eat Chodosh, Adetza Mayayim Azeh, till it comes to Zayin Nissen. Till he bring the Omer. So which is it? Adetza Mayim Azeh means till Alos HaShachar. Adetza Mayim Azeh means till the morning of Tezayin Nisan. That's another 2 hours later when they bring the Mincha Soimer. So which is it? So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish. So one opinion is that when it comes the morning of Tezayin Nisan, the Issa Lav is off. Lech b'kolo kama loy sochlu. Adetza mayam azeh. The Issa Lav for eating Chodesh is off. If you eat Chodesh before the morning of the first day Chalamet Pesach, you get Malkus. It's a Lav. If you eat Chodesh in the morning of the first day Chalamet Pesach, prior to Hakrovus Minchas Omer, you're over on an essay. Ad haviyachem azeh matnufa. That's an essay. But you're not over on the Lav anymore. Adetza mayam azeh. When it comes, Yitzum Mishal Yom. When it comes the morning, the Lav is off. It's only an essay. That's a machleg Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish. You say when it comes the morning of Tezayin Nissan, the lav is off. No, nothing is off. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, the omer is matir. Before the omer, you have the full lav. So the Gemara asked Akasha that the Mishnah says that there was a gzera de rabbanon that you're not allowed to handle chadosh prior to hakravas minchas omer the beis hamikdash. You're not allowed to handle chadosh even on Tezayin Nissan in the morning. A gzera shema, you'll forget and eat. You're not allowed to sell it in the stores. Gzera that you may eat it. So the Gemara is bothered with a kasha bishleim. If you hold that there's a loy sesay up until this man hakrovas haomer, so you have a right to make a gzera because of the chashash they'll violate a loy ses. But if you follow that opinion, the machleik zabiach mishlokish. If you follow that opinion, that the loy ses is off when it comes the morning adetzam ayamazeh in the prohibition against eating chodesh. After Alos HaShachar, before Minchas Omer is offered, is only an essay. So, as a matter of fact, Akasha, what right do the rabbis have to make Gzera? They shouldn't make any Gzera. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. So the Prima Gadim says, after he raised this question, he fished around and he found that. The Tosis claims that that's what it says in the Gemara. You only have a right to make Gzera if you're concerned that someone's going to violate Alos HaShachar.
Only make zeros even to make sure people are Mekayim HaShachar?
So then it gets stuck with the first Mishnah in Brachas. He say to everyone, you should finish Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And if you didn't say before Chatzos, we don't let you say Birchas Kriya Shema. We don't let you say, we don't paskin like that. We paskin even after Chatzos. But one Tana is of the opinion, we don't let you say Kriya Shema, we don't just say Birchas Kriya Shema, whatever it is. So don't you see that not only Lahachi Kasadim and Avera, and Avera, voice essay, even an Avera of a bit essay also. So somehow the Prima Gadim tries to wiggle out of that. Because he had his Svarish, Martem es Mishmarti, and he has his Gemara in Menachas, that seems that it only applied the way Tosfos read the Gemara. So see, he tries to fire him for that time. He insists that he's right, that it only applies, Martem es Mishmarti, only applies to Eloise when you're concerned that someone's going to violate Eloise, and not if you're just concerned he's going to violate an essay. The Psukim imply that Eretz Yisrael is a very sensitive land, sensitive to sin. And if people sin in Eretz Yisrael, the land will vomit you out. Ki is a vomit. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan vomited out the Canaanim because they violated all these dinim, and Eretz Yisrael will vomit you out also if you will violate these dinim. So what dinim are we talking about over here, the Ramban asks? What are we talking about? The mitzvah satliyas baris that am yuchat Eretz Yisrael? No, we're talking about the Gili Arayis. We're talking about Moilach, Avodah Zarah. We're talking about things Chayves Haguf that are going all over the whole world. And why is Eretz Yisrael more sensitive than the rest of the world? So that's what the Ramban develops, a whole idea here. And he has in a few other places that the Ikem Mokum for Shmir is called HaMitzvahs, even the Chayves Adam. There's Chayves Karka and the Chayves Gavra. So even the Mitzvahs Shein and Kliyas Boretz, even Avodah Zarah, and even Gili Arayis, the Ikem Mokum for Shmir is called HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. That's what many want to suggest. We discussed the other day. The Rambam did not count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban thinks that should be counted as a separate mitzvah. Everyone has to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam did not count it. Why not? So some Achranim suggested, the Knesset HaGedolah quotes that the Rambam thinks the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only with the Rabbanim. It says in Chumash you have to go move to Eretz Yisrael. That was the Hayra Shor for the Dor HaMidbar. They had to go. But doesn't apply to us. Most Achranim think that the Knesset HaGedolah is not right, that the Rambam agrees. Rambam writes all the dinim in the end of Hilchos Malachim. Everybody has to live in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say that it's only Midi Rabbanon, but the Rambam would appear that it's Deraisa. So if it's a din Deraisa, why didn't he count it in Minyan HaMitzvahs? So Achranim have different suggestions. So some of them say, based on this Ramban, the Rambam probably agrees with the Ramban that all of the 613 mitzvahs have more meaning and more significance when observed in Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't deserve to be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's an enhancement. It's a heather on all the 613 mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah to lek tefillin. So if you lek tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, it's a heather. A mitzvah to wear tzitzis. A mitzvah to keep Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpacha and avodah zarah and gilui arayis. Everything is enhanced when it's observed in Eretz Yisrael. Because the ikar makom of shmiras kol hamitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael.
From the fact that the Ramban counts it, means he holds his two? Two parts there, Eretz Yisrael?
What do you mean, two parts there, Eretz Yisrael?
Why does the Ramban count Mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz? Maybe he holds it separate mitzvah on its own also?
Yeah, he holds it is a separate mitzvah, right? That's why he counts it separately. Obviously so, yes. Beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, this week is Mechubar, Melein Nachri Mois Kedoshim. Beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of Moira Aviyeh. Still noig bezman hazem in ator. There's a din of kibud aviyim. That's in aseres hadibros. That's in the Ten Commandments. Still noig bezman hazem. There's a mitzvah moira aviyim. What's kibud? What's moira? So we usually say kibud means to show honor for your parents. So the Gemara says that that's not right. That's what moira means. Moira means to show respect and honor. Kibud means service. Machilo, mashkeo, manilo, machitzo, socho. If the father needs a ride somewhere, needs someone to carry his luggage, or he needs someone to help him to prepare the food or something. So within reason, the children are mechuyif. Father can't ask the children to be avodim to him. That's unreasonable. So kibud, the gemara, ezu kibud ve'ezu moira. So kibud means to give service to the parents. And moira means to give respect to the parents. You have the psukim go from one pasuk daily, you have ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'makom. There's no separation. Everything is blended in together. You have the next pasuk right after Moir Aviyim at the beginning of Kedoshim. Al tifner al hu alilim. Ve'lehem asecha lo sasu lechem. Ve'lehem asecha lo sasu. You're not allowed to manufacture avodah zarah. Not only not allowed to manufacture lechem that you should worship it. Not allowed to manufacture avodah zarah for others either. Let's say Anochri wants to worship avodah zarah. I'm not permitted to. And he tells me I should make him an avodah zarah. With these specifications, not allowed to manufacture Avodah Zarah, not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So what's Altifnu Elhu Alilim? Noch Anisa, what's Altifnu? So the Gemara says Altifnu, the Gemara in Shabbos says you're not allowed to display any interest in Avodah Zarah. Let's say you'll take a course in comparative religions, or you study a book about some avodah zarah religion. So that's prohibited. Al tifna means not to pay attention to elilim. Now, a lot of the Gemara says they have religious paintings. They have a painting of the Last Supper. They have a painting of the Mother Mary. So you're going to study the paintings, and you're going to go to a chapel, to a church, to see what it looks like. And you're going to watch on television what a mass is like. So that's prohibited. You're not allowed to display any interest in Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says, Kikel Kano Hashem. Does not in today's Sedra, another Sedra. Kikel Kano Hashem. Hashem is a jealous lover. Sometimes the people are married and the husband is very jealous. He doesn't want his wife to talk to anybody else. And the wife is very jealous. She doesn't want her husband to talk to any other women. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very jealous God. Kikel Kano. He doesn't want us to display any interest whatsoever in Avodah Zarah. Sometimes you have no choice. Look, Rabbanim have to know a little bit about Avodah Zarah. They have to talk to Galochim. People are Mekabel Gerim. A Bezin who's Mekabel Gerim better know about Avodah Zarah, because sometimes the Mekabel Gerim and the Ger still retains his original Avodah Zarah, and the rabbi may not chap that the fellow is still a Christian. He's becoming a Jew. At the same time, he's going to be a Christian. So the rabbis who are involved in Geiris have to be on the ball. They have to make sure that the person is really rejecting Avodah Zarah. But generally speaking, there is a prohibition, al tifna al halim, not to display any interest whatsoever in Avodah Zarah. You're not permitted to curse any Jewish person, lo sikala cheresh. It's not nice to curse anybody, but the prohibition, the lav in the chumash, only goes not to curse a Jew. And this is one of the four lavim that the Rambam counts twice. Strange. The Rambam points out we have a pasuk in today's Sedra, lo sochlo al adam. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, calls this pasuk a lav shebechlolos. You have several prohibitions, several things that are also that are included in the pasuk. Lo sochlo al adam. So the Gemara says, because the pasuk has many different levels of understanding on the level of the Raisin, they're all accepted, so there's no malchus on any of them. A pasuk that has many levels of understanding, there's no malchus on anything. That's called the lav shebechlolos. So what's with how many times they count that pasuk? Lo soch la ladam. So the Rambam has Sefer HaMitzvahs. The first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it gives you the klolim, the sharashim. It gives you the rules and regulations, the guiding principles. How do you determine what counts as a mitzvah, what not? What should be included in the 613? And when do you count many mitzvahs as one? Like you count Shmir Shabbos as one Iser. You don't count every malacha separately. So the Rambam comments on the Lo Soch Lo Ladam. It's one pasuk that has many different levels of interpretation. And the role of the Raisa, you only count it as one lav. You don't count it as six lavim, because it has six layers of Iser. Or Lo Sechonim has three layers of Iser. Lo Sechonim has three different meanings, and we paskin all three are the Raisa. You don't count the pasuk three times. It's one pasuk and it has many levels of interpretation, counts as once. And nonetheless, the Rambam contradicts himself. There are four, the Rambam makes fun of the halachas gedolos that he counted loisinov three times. Loisinov for a naira hamurasa because she gets a punishment of skila. Loisinov for an eshes ish nesua because she gets chenek. And then loisinov for a baskain shezinsa, a baskain is an eshes ish because she gets reifa. So the Baha counts it as three lavim. Because the three different onshim. So the Rambam makes fun of him and he said, just because the three different onshim, how does it make it three lav? It's one pasuk in the Torah. Loisinov, it's one lav. Just because there's a chiluk in the onshim, that's not a cause that it should be counted separately. So here you have four lavim. The Ramban points out two of them. And the Mishnah HaMelech points out the additional two. There are four lavim in the Minyan HaMitzvah of the Rambam that he counts twice. So one of them is Loisakal HaCheresh. This is the lav HaMekal HaKol Adam Yisrael who's loike. And this is the lav of Mekala Lovivima that you get Misa. So the Rambam says, I have no choice, I have to count it twice. Because sometimes there's Malkus and sometimes there's Misa, so it has to be counted twice. So that's the Kasha, that's what he himself disagreed. He said against the Halachas Gedolos that you shouldn't count Loisinov three times. Just because by an Eshes Ish Nesua this Chenek, and by an Ara Hamurasa Skila, and by Baskan Shezinsa. It's Reifo, just because you have a Chiluk and Onshin is not a reason that it should be counted three times. It's a Lav Shebechlov, it should be counted once. So why all of a sudden over here by Lo Sekal HaCheresh? Same thing, the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, that if a person deserves Malkus the Bezdin should administer the Malkus, but they should be careful. The Shliach Bezdin should not give one extra halko. Lo yosef lahakosa, pen yosef lahakosa, makar rabba, elelo v'niklal chichal yanecha. So there's a lav hamaka odem Yisrael. Here's the lav hamakalal odem Yisrael, lo sekal lacherish, afilo cherish. Even a deaf man who can't hear, if you curse a person who can't hear, it's worse. So certainly included, but lo sekal afilo cherish. So the pasuk lo sekal lacherish is the source for the prohibition of makalal odem Yisrael. The pasuk of lo yosef pen yosef by Malkus means you're not allowed to hit a person even though he deserves Malkus, and he deserves 39 Malkus or three Malkus, whatever you're going to give. Not allowed to give him an extra halkor that the Bezdin did not pass on that he should get. So the Rambam counts these two lavim twice. A lav from Mekala Lavim and a lav from Maka Avivima. There is no separate pasuk. Why does he count it twice? Because Maka Avivima is Misa and Maka Ademisol is Malkus. So since it's sometimes Malkus, sometimes Misa, has to be counted twice. Then he has another two lavim also. So that's the Achronim discussed that. The Megillas Esther in his commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs quotes from the Sefer Zohar HaRakia by the Rashbates. The Rashbates has the Chuvas, Tashbates, and then he has a Zohar HaRakia, a little Sefer on Minyan on Mitzvahs. He gives you his opinion. Not like the Rambam, not like Rambam, everybody has his own cheshbon. The Dolnagon also has his own opinion about the Minyan HaMitzvahs. How do you calculate the Taryag Mitzvahs? So in the Zohar HaRakia, he negotiates a little bit, he pilfers a little bit about the Rambam's opinion. So he talks about it. He says, the Rambam disagreed with the Halachas Gedolos on Loisinov, because all three of the forms of Loisinov all get Misa. One gets Skila, Nair HaMaras is Skila, Nesua is Chenek, and the Baskonish is Zinsa is Srefa. But over here, sometimes Misa, sometimes Malkus, that's two different lavim. One is an Issa Kal, one is an Issa Chomer. If you get three different kinds of Misa, so all three are Issa Chomer. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, there is an Issa Kal and there's an Issa Chomer. So an Issa that has Misa is called an Issa Chomer. An Issa that has Malkus is an Issa Kal. So the Rambam over here is forced into listing it twice, because it can't be Kal and Chomer at the same time. So it must be the Chachamim had a tradition that it's two lavim. So he counts, he has Lo Sekal Lacherish, he counts twice. And Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, he counts twice. And then another two, he counts twice. In the middle of all of the dinim here, the Torah mixes in, again, Ben Adam Lachaver, Ben Adam Lamokam. So the Torah says, L'sasu Oval Bamishpot. When there's a din Torah, the Dayanim have to paskin. Honestly, they shouldn't just say, well, he's a good friend of mine, he's the president of the shul, he's the rabbi. Of course I have to favor him. You have to listen to the whole case and paskin according to Yosher, Asasa Oval Ba Mishpat La Sisa Pnei Dol. You shouldn't give a break to the poor man. He's a poor man, give him the money already. What are you making a whole deter? Give him the $25. This guy's a multimillionaire and he's a poor man. So paskin in favor of the poor man. So you're not allowed to do that. You have to paskin whatever the psak is and then maybe encourage the rich man. I remember there was once a din Torah here in the yeshiva. It took place in the yeshiva. It was a din Torah between the yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. And a headhunter. They needed someone to do their fundraising in America. So they didn't understand what it means, an exclusive. So they told this headhunter, we're giving you an exclusive. Exclusive means that even if you get someone to fill a job on your own, you have to pay him his commission. And then they found on their own. The headhunter gave them a few people, and they were no good for the job. And then they found on their own one of the boys who had learned in the yeshiva is now the fundraiser. He's the American fundraiser. So the headhunter said he wants his commission. He said, but you didn't do anything for us. So he said, but we made up it's going to be an exclusive. So they didn't know what that meant. So they had a whole dinner, whether the yeshiva is b'chuyif to pay. So the headhunter didn't trust whom they wanted to pick, and they didn't trust whom he wanted to pick, but it didn't hurt. For some unknown reason, they both trusted me. That was their mistake. They both trusted me. So I paskin that the yeshiva is mukhayif to pay him a couple of $100. But then I said, that's the din. But I said, you should, and then I made out a check for the yeshiva as a donation. I told the other guy, you should also give him a donation. Strictly speaking, they owe you a couple of $100, but it's a big yeshiva with thousands of students, so you should donate also. So you're not allowed to give a false psak, you're not allowed to give a break to the ani. you have to paskin if the rich man is right, you have to paskin favor the rich man. Maybe encourage him to give a donation to the poor man. But you can't say the psak of the din Torah is like that. Then it says, Laseda Pnei Godol. You're not allowed to paskin in favor of the president of the shul, or the big Talmid Chacham, or the Godol, or the Mechubad, just because it's going to be a humiliation if he loses the din Torah. You have to paskin whatever the din is. So there's a collection of tshuvas by the three Rashi Yeshiva and Valojin. Rav Chaim Valojin was the first one, and then he had two sons-in-law. One was Rav Lezer Itchim, one was Rav Hillel. They used to give shiurim in yeshiva also. So they have a collection of the tshuvas of the three Rashi Yeshiva. It's called Chutam Shulosh. There are several svarim that are called Chutam Shulosh from different periods, svarim, Ashkenazim. But this is, in Lithuania, this was the Litvish Chutam Shulosh. So one of the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Valojin, he has a line that the history books have quoted. They made it famous. The rest of the tshuvas are not so famous. This one is famous. That he has a tradition from the Vilna Goyen that if you have a shaila, a psak aloche, or a din Torah, and you work through the sugya and you're convinced that the din is like so, then you look in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kar writes the din is not so. So the Vilna Goyen says, you're not allowed to paskin like Rabbi Yosef Kar just because he was such a great Goyen and such a great tzaddik. And if you do, if you're convinced that he's wrong, if you do, you're in violation of Laseda Pnei Godol. You're not allowed to paskin like the Mechaber, like the Shulchan Aruch, if you're convinced that he's wrong. No, the Vilna Goyen had broad shoulders, and he had breaker plates, and he was convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. We don't have so many people on that Madrega that they're so convinced. Usually the Amihorets are very convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. But that's a famous line. Rav Chaim Valojin quotes in one of the tshuvas in the Chutam Shulosh, that if one is convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong, and he paskins like him anyway, in violation of Laseda Pnei Godol. You have also the din L'samar Adam Riyachas. Somebody, every half a pasuk is another din. L'samar Adam Riyachas in pasuk Tezayin. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes the Teros Kohanim on this pasuk. That not only does it apply to a person standing by while the other person is losing his life, someone is drowning in the ocean, or someone is bleeding to death, or someone is locked up in a room and he has no nutrition, has no air, whatever. L'samar Adam Riyachas, dam in the sense of a life. He's going to lose his life. Damim tarti mashma. Damim goes on money also. So the Rambam quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, if there's a flood that's going to come and going to destroy my next door neighbor's field, and I have the ability to close the dam and prevent the flood from destroying the fields, I have to do so. I'm not allowed to stand by idly when another Jew is going to be losing his assets. He's going to lose his money. So as Rav Soloveitchik said, included in the pasuk also is an Issa Lahazik. Zachroinim, when you start learning Baba Kama, so all of the Torahim have a discussion. Where is there a Mokr and Chumash that there's an Issa Lahazik? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, in the second parak, Zos Ameris Grama Ben Ezek and Osir, that if you're Mazik Samarai De Grama, we pass in Grama Ben Ezek and Potter, you don't have to pay, but an Avera there is. Garmi, not only is there an Avera, but you're Mechuyif to pay also. We follow Rav Meir Doin Din in the Gambi, but Grama, there's an Isser. But you're not mechuyif to pay. Where is the Isser? Where does it say in the Torah that there's a prohibition to be mazik sama? The Rav Soloveitchik used to say, here is the mocker. The other achrenim have other psukim, but this is also a good boss. You can have a few psukim. Torah formulates the mitzvah. The Christians think that they came up with this idea. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That's in the Jewish Bible. It's in Parshas Kedoshim. What does it mean? The Ramban points out that it says by in Kriyat Shema, you have to eis Hashem alakecha. It doesn't say you have to la Hashem alakecha. How come here it says you have to lire yachal kamoicha? So I think the Ramban distinguishes. He says you have to eis Hashem alakecha is what we would call a chavis alvavis. There is a chavis alvavis and there's a chavis alivarim. To shake a lulav and to eat matzah and to sit in sukkah, that's a chavis alivarim, a pu'ula that you have to do. And you have to eis Hashem alakecha is a chavis alvavis. One should have such an attitude. You have to lireyacha is a pu'ula. You should show acts of love to your fellow man. Doesn't mean I have to love my next door neighbor's wife. If she needs some help, I have to help her out. Not mechuyev to love my next door neighbor or his wife. I have to do acts of ahava. But you have to lireyacha. You have to do a pu'ula of ahava. You have to eis Hashem alkecha as a chavis alvavis. Rambam points out in the Sefer Mitzvahs that we have to ask Hashem Elokecha is not only a chayv salvavus, it's also a chayv salivar. You have to do things to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's both. After ask Hashem Elokecha is both a chayv salvavus and a chayv salivar. But over here, it's only a chayv salivar. After Lereyacha, I'm not mukhiv to love my next door neighbor's wife. I'm mukhiv to treat her decently. Ramban writes that this is the source of all of the chiyuvim of ben adam lachaveiro. I have to do things for others as if their needs would be my needs. My next neighbor needs to borrow a pot. My next neighbor needs some shopping. They don't feel well and they can't go shopping. So if I would have needed something, I would have wanted them to help me. So I'm chiyuv to do for others what I would want others to do for me. Ramban explains that's why the Gemara has a klal in the second parak in Bava Metzia. And Ela Metzia is that mi dachin an isurim mikami mamayna. The Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a kohen is not permitted to be mitami lemesim in order to fulfill hashavas aveda. Let's say a kohen is riding on the highway and he sees the car in front of him, the religious people, and one of their trunks flies off. They have trunks, they have suitcases on top of the car. One of the trunks flies off, falls into the cemetery on the side. And they keep on going, and they're driving and driving. They don't realize, I toot my horn, toot, toot. They don't hear me. So what's the din? So I have a chiyuv, hashavas aveda. So do I have a chiyuv? I'm a kohen. Am I allowed to go into the cemetery to pick up their trunk? I know who they are, that's it. Am I mechiyuv to go pick it up and be metamei lemeisim? Would you say mitzvah seseh, doicha mitzvah lo seseh? The mitzvah seseh, hashavas aveda, is doicha lo seseh of tumas kohanim. So the Gemara says, no. For several reasons. So one of the Rishonim have additional reasons. So one of the reasons the Gemara says is that Hashavas Aved is a mitzvah bin Adam Lachaveiro, and Tumas Kohanim is a mitzvah bin Adam Lamokim. Bin Adam Lachaveiro is termed, we call that Mamoina. And bin Adam Lamokim we call Isura. So the Gemara says, Midachin on Isura, Mikami Mamoina. You never say, Esa Dechal Oisese, that an Esa should be Adam Lachaveiro, should be Dechal Oisese, should be Adam Lamokim. Why not? Why there's a griyaseh? Mitzvah bin Adam HaChaveiro is not as strong as the mitzvah bin Adam HaMokim. You have in Parashas Kedoshim, one pasuk after the other, back and forth, bin Adam HaChaveiro, bin Adam HaMokim. So the Ramban explains why, in the Chiddush HaRamban. He says, no, that's not why. The reason why is because, let's say, my suitcase would fall into the cemetery. I'm the kohen. My suitcase falls into the cemetery. Am I allowed to be metamei lemeisim to bring back my own aveda? Of course not. So the mitzvah to take care of Hashavas Aved, the mitzvah to take care of other people's needs is based on everything flows from the Reacha Kamoicha. Have an obligation to treat other people's needs as if they would be my own needs. So if it would be my own need, there's no heter. So just because it's a mitzvah to take care of the other person's needs, it's not a mitzvah that's doich anything. My needs would not be doich anything. So the other person's needs are also not doich. So the Ramban interprets the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Mem. The Gemara says, let's say there's a difference between Oynes and Mefata, a few differences, Allah between Oynes and Mefata. So one difference is that by Oynes, the man is mukhiyev to marry the girl if the girl wants to marry him. I would assume the girl probably would want to kill him. She doesn't want to marry him. This guy's a nut, a meshugana, he raped her. But if she insists, she's crying, she's hysterical, she's never going to get a shidduch because she's not a psula anymore, and she insists that he should marry her. She thinks she'll have a happy marriage with him. So then he's mukhiv to marry her. So the Mishnah says, well, what happens if she happens to be a mamzeres? Or she's a grusha and he's a kohen. It's an isa. So the Gemara says, then the din of lo si eliyisha doesn't apply. Feig the markasha, why not? Why don't you say Esa Decha Loi Sesei? Mitzvah Sesei V'loi Si Eliyisha should be Decha Loi Sesei of Grusha or Mamzeri. So the Gemara says, Yomar Loi Be'ino, if she would say, I don't want to marry him, he said the Esa Klal, there wouldn't be an essay. So therefore you don't say Esa Decha Loi Sesei. So what does it mean? Why is that? What's the rationale the Gemara gave? So Tosis works on that. What's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara meant to say that it's called Epshel Akayim Shneim. You don't say Esa Dechala says when it's Epshel Akayim Shneim. They said, that's not called Epshel Akayim Shneim. We should twist her arm till she says, I don't want to marry him. That's called Epshel Akayim Shneim. No, you're not Mekai. So the Ramban says, no, it doesn't mean Epshel Akayim Shneim. Yomer Labina Misa Esa Klal, that's only a proof, that's a demonstration that the mitzvah says it, v'loy se'ele isha, is a mitzvah shebin adam ha'chaveru. And then we apply the klal, midachin and isturim, mikami mamayna. And esse shebin adam ha'chaveru is never derech aloy se'ese shebin adam la'mokan. Because the esse shebin adam ha'chaveru is just an aspect of v'yahavta l'racha kamach. Everything is included in v'yahavta l'racha kamach. I have to do for other people what I would want other people to do for me. So taking care of other people's needs is considered taking care of one of my own needs. But taking care of my needs is not derech any yisur. So any mitzvah shebin adam ha'chaveru, I'm taking care of other people's needs, also not derech any yisur. The next pasuk go back and forth with different mitzvahs. Then you have the mitzvah of there are six hashamas. So one of the six hashamas is hasham shivcha harufa. The pasuk says bikoris tia. There's a discrimination over here. We distinguish the lo yum suki lo chupasha. Neither the boil nor the nevelis gets misa. Because she's not the en kiddushin topsin, she's a chetz shivcha the chetz baschoren, or according to some tanaim, she's a legamri yashivcha. We assume that she's a chetz shivcha the chetz baschoren. Hapdei lo neftas means she's peduya veina peduya. Other tanaim say no. Hapdei lo neftas is one phrase. It doesn't mean peduya veina peduya. It means she's lo nishtachru at all. So the pasuk says if she would have been a baschoren and kiddushin would have been topsin would have been a noinish misa ishizinso, but lo yumsuki lo chupasha, nobody gets misa, but each one gets a different noinish. So the boyel behavior is hashamai, the one who was boal shivcha harufa has to bring an asham. That's hasham shivcha harufa, and the isha gets malchus. So there's a very mechudish dike Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the beginning of Shabbos. The Rambam says the halacha doesn't distinguish between shogeg and mezid by shivcha harufa, so we usually assume it doesn't distinguish that the boal shivcha harufa brings an osham even if he violated the aver b'mezid. Usually you only get a kapara if you violate an aver b'shogeg. If you violate an aver b'mezid, there is no korban, and there are a few exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah has increased as abba mevim ala mezid kishkoga. There are four people that bring a korban on an aver that they violated the mezid. So one of them is the hasham shivcha harufa. So the pashta says you don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid for the boil, but for the nevelis, for the shivcha harufa that you give a malchus, you also don't distinguish. You give a malchus even b'shogeg. Doesn't make any sense. So that's what the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos writes like that. Pirush HaMishnayos, the beginning of Shabbos, increases when he talks about shivcha harufa. He doesn't. And the Pirush HaMishnayos doesn't write that. And the Mishnah Torah, he certainly doesn't write like that. Shalom Koma, he writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he must have had a bad day. Pirush HaMishnayos, beginning of Shabbos, he writes like that, that the Isha gets Malkus even b'shogeg. There's such a strange tesis on the first daf in Tmura. The Gemara says that later in Tmura, the din of Tmura doesn't make a difference whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid. Doesn't make a difference that what? Even if he didn't realize that it's not proper, the din still applies. V'hoyuhu esmarasa yiyakodesh. The Tmura is Chal. But the Mishnah says, Sofikas Rabbim, the man who violates Tmura gets Malkus. That also doesn't make a difference between Shogeg and Mezid. How can it be? Didn't Aver B'Shogeg, there was no Hasra. How can you give Malkus if he did B'Shogeg? So Tosis is not sure. Tosis has a Machlekes, two opinions. One opinion is that one who does Tmura B'Shogeg is Achidish, Akzeris HaKosov, that he gets Malkus. Apella Diga Tosis and Apella Diga Rambam by the Shivcha Harufa. This is the famous pasuk, La la meisha, chufsha la nitan la. How do you know that women are only, how do you know that an eviknaini is only mechuyiv in mitzvahs that the women are mechuyiv in? Because it is gzereshava, la la meisha, because it says chufsha la nitan la. It happens that here we're talking about a shivcha harufa, so she is an isha. So she, of course she's only chayiv in mitzvahs kisha. How do you know that an eviknaini who's a male is also only chayiv in mitzvahs kisha? That's a good kasha. Rav David al-Karlina works on that kasha in his Seif on the Rambam. He has Piski Halochas on the Rambam. The kasha is a murderous kasha. We also learn that Lola Meisha, how do you know that an Eved Knaini is Yotze Lecheres Ayidei Shtar? Where does it say? So the Gemara says, here it says, Hofte Loinev Dosa, Pidyon usually is Bekesef. Hofte Loinev Dosa, either she's Peduya, Veine Peduya, so you see that Eved Knaini is Yotze Lecheres Ayidei Kesef. She was neither nishtachur ayde kesef, nor was she nishtachur ayde shtar. Lola meisha, it says over there, because of a sefer krisis. It talks about a get. So that's how you know that the Rebbe Knani is Yotzei L'Cheres Ayidei Shtar. Either Ayidei Shtar or Ayidei Kesef. That's the Pasuk in today's Sedra. After that, if does Chuv Shela Nitan Lo, and it's the same Zereshava, Lo La Meisha, that teaches us that Avadim have a Hekish with Nashim, that the Ronei Chayiv and Mitzvahs, that the women are Mechuyivim. That's the Kasha, but we're talking about a Shivcha Charufa. So of course she's an Isha. How do you know that it even applies to an Eved Knani, that is not Chayiv and Mitzvahs? That the women are potter from. Then the Torah has the mitzvah of Orlo. You plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, Kisavoy al Ha'aretz, Shalashanam Arelim Yolachem Lo Yochol. For the first 3 years of Peres Goy, you're not allowed to eat. Bashana Harviyas Kodesh Hilulim. So the Gemara understands Hilulim, even though it's a hay, you read it as if it were a ches, that you have to be poida, the Netter Revai. You have to be poida. When you poida in the Netter Revai, then when do you eat it? So you have to take the money to Yerushalayim and buy Baka Batzona B'yayin HaVashecha there. And when do you eat the pears that you were paid? So you eat it right away. You paid it and had to buy, you eat it right away. So the Rambam quotes an interpretation from the Goyim of Hashana HaMishas Tochlas Pirio, the pears of Netaravai that you were paid in the middle of the fourth year, you have to wait till the 50th to eat them. They may rot till the 50th. Apples, how long can you keep the apples? They get fruits that grow on a tree. Grapes, how long can you keep the grapes? May ratelem. So the Rambam quotes this when the Gemara says Zushigigas Hayra. It's a mistake. Shara Hamishas Tochlas Pirio means whatever grows in the 50th year is not Orlo and it's not that the Revai. It's a Hetagama, no problem. And he quotes the Gemara misunderstood Pshat and the Pasuk. They understood. They misunderstood. When you play the net the Revai in the 4th year, you're not allowed to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim until it comes the 50th year. Where did the Gemara get such an original idea from? So the Makkos really are Yerushalmi. It's not their fault. It's a Yerushalmi and Maseches Saita and Perik Moshuach Mochama. When it has all the dinim, Amihu Isha Shanata Kerem Alechilalo, Yerushalmi goes through the dinim of opinion that they revive. So that's one opinion in the Yerushalmi. So the Rambam says they shouldn't have paskan like that opinion. It's a Shigiga Saira. You shouldn't paskan like that. Usually when you have Muchubarim, two Parshios, so there are two Minhagim, which Haftari is said. So we follow, Abu Dram quotes, so we follow the Minhag, the Ramah, so we always follow the Minhag to say the Haftarah of the second Parsha. Here, we have a Minhag that when it's Muchubarim, you say the Haftarah of Achrimos. You don't say the Haftarah of Kiddushin, because in the Mishnah, in Megillah, there's a Machlokes Hatanaim, are you permitted to recite this Haftarah? This is called Ta'evas Yerushalayim. The Navi Yecheskel was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Yerushalayim and to scream, you're a bunch of Ratzchim, you're a bunch of murderers, and you violate Gilei Arayis and Geneva and everything. Terrible, terrible things. But who says that we have to? The Navi delivered the Nevuah, and he was told to write it down, so he recorded it. Is it proper? Whoever gets Maftah can choose to recite Haftarah from whatever he wants, as long as it's Minyana Diyom. It has to have a Shaychus with the Parsha. It has to have a Shaychus with what's happening. Who tells him to pick this? So Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to recite Teves Yerushalayim. So even though we don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar, but the minig developed that we do, that we follow that. So this Haftarah is printed and we never say it. Either it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, or it's Mechuborim, and you say Achrei Mois instead. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said that in Litta, when it would be none of the above, if it wouldn't be Mechuborim, and it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, and it wouldn't be Erev Rosh Chodesh, he said he remembered that they said the same Haftar Haluk of Nekushim 2 weeks in a row. He said this Haftar is a Ksiv Alokri. It's printed in the Chumash and you never laid it. No one ever lays it. Because of that Gemara, because Rabbi Lezer said you shouldn't recite, you shouldn't pick Davis Yerushalayim, and the Tosefta tells a story. The Gemara Megillah quotes a Braisa, a Tosefta, that once a Balabas got Maftir and Rabbi Lezer Shul, and he decided to read from Davis Yerushalayim, and then Rabbi Lezer said, why don't you check into your own family lineage? The investigator found that he was a mamzer. You see that only mamzerim are the ones who complain about the Jews in Israel, that they're violating all the others. The non-mamzerim try to improve the situation. Years ago, that was a pastime of the religious Jews in America to keep on complaining how bad they are in Eretz Yisrael. Now they just ignore them totally as if they don't exist. But years ago they used to always be throwing schmutz. So Rav Soloveitchik once held a drasha about this. He said, you're not supposed to say Teves Yerushalayim. And a lot of the Chumashim have printed that the Levush said the whole thing is a mistake. that the haftarah that Rabbi Blazer was gunning out against is not this one, Teves Yerushalayim. It's a different one. The taka is not the printed in Achumash. The one, the Levush claims that the Teves Yerushalayim is the haftarah where the Navi Yecheskel complains, your ancestors must have been terrible people, Avram and Sarah must have been awful people that they had such descendants like you. So that's the one that's not the right to say. But the Eves Yerushalayim, that's okay. So they have a lot of chumashim. The Levush says that it's okay, but the meaning is not like the Levush. The meaning is that we don't say this one either. We assume that the Eves Yerushalayim should be avoided. Okay.
The minhag is not like the Levush. Yes. It means this Teves Yerushalayim.
We don't say.
That you should look at yourself before you start criticizing.
Yeah.
So if that's so, they're like the priests be able to observe the Bahadim or a lot of our chapters when they do the chapters of the seniors.
David.
I don't know. Strong point.
You do it.
Have a good Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.